A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 18th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the recalling of 21 members of Parliament belonging to MDC Renewal Team.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the recalling of 21 opposition legislators.
The Moke Ntswangirai-led MTCT yesterday successfully recalled 21 lawmakers from Parliament after they became part of the MTC Renewal Party, which called for Tswangirai to step down following the party's controversial loss to ZANU-PF in the July 31st, 2013 elections.
But the MDC Renewal Team has vowed to challenge the ruling by the Speaker of Parliament in the Constitutional Court tomorrow.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so kunjalo for you.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tauti tingeti chitarisa nezve kudzingwa mudare paramende kwakaitwa nengo dzi MDC renewal dzinosvika idzo makumi maviri nemumwe chete panova pane ipo ma nengo dze paramende dzinosvika idzo gumi nenomwe kana kuti 14 kuchizotiwo vamwe vari mu Senate vamwe ndo vaka pinzwa ne yatinoti proportional representation. Saka vanhu vacho vakanzi vange vachirecallwa ndevanotevera Tendai Biti, Harare East Constituency, Willis Madzimure, Kambu Zuma, Paul Madzore, Glenview South, Solomon Madzore, Dzivara Sekwa, Lucia Mativenga, Kwadzana West, Samuel Spipankomo, Lobengula, Regimoyo, Luveve, and Evelyn Masaiti. She was in Parliament because of the proportional representation. And there's also Bekitemba Nyati, Mpopoma Pelandaba, Moses Manyingavana, Highfield West, Albert Mklanga, Pumula, Roslyn Komo, Cholocho North, Settlement Chikwinya, Mbizo, Judith Mujavaje, Arnold Tsunga Mutare, and Gordon Moyo Makokova. Of course, also recalled were three senators, namely Sekai Holland, Chijanje, Rorana Muchiwa of Chikomo, and Wachisibanda Matebeleland South. These were the members that were recalled. Ndo wakana itzwa wa Gibbs Nezuru.
Yeah, we've got some messages already on Facebook. We've got massive response. So I'll just read some of the messages on Facebook. One of them is from Charles, who writes, "This is a good move by the MTCT. It's called outside MTCT." Then I've got Maxwell, who writes, "That's politics, eh? Trust in nobody, even the one that you can share a bed with." And then we've got Damson Joel, who writes, "That's what we call politics. I like it that way." And then we've got Apple, who writes, "Ngesintu, yeah, balamadlozi obuyanga obiti labanye bakhe. EMTC ngiyabantu hayi inkokheli." So what he's saying here is that, you know, these guys, they didn't consult their ancestral spirits. So they've got some bad luck there. Then we've got James Tony, who writes, "They were voted under MTCT. So they must be voted again on their own." Then we've got Raymond, who says, "Oh, PT and others, gone. Let Tswangirai rule." Then we've got Kambarami, who writes, "Good move. It's a very, very good move, I think." Then we've got Mason, who says, "Shame, fighting from the terraces." And then the other one is from Trust, who writes, "Now, Mr. PD, show us that you are educated, but you are already on the terraces." Mm-hmm. I'll stop there at the moment, Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Kune avo vachangotibata nhasi palive talk kutira kuti tinge tichi tarisa nezvekudzingwa kakaitwa nhengo dzinosvika idzo makumi maviri nemwe chete dzeMDC renewal mudare reparamende. I think we have our guests lined up. Gibbs, first we have Honorable Tavita Kumalo, the deputy spokesperson for MDCT. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
A very good evening.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So, Mr. Honorable, let me say Honorable Kumalo, what happens next? You know, people are saying the MDC actually recalled these MPs and yet is not going to contest these elections, and therefore it has donated seats to ZANU-PF. Do you believe in this?
First and foremost, we are a mandate-driven party and we work as per instructions from the people that believe in what we're doing. And secondly, each and every country has got laws, which laws must be respected and implemented in letter and spirit. So whether we wanted it or we did not want, the Constitution, Section 129K, is very clear that when you walk into Parliament under a political party, there is no room for you to cross the floor. If you decide to leave Parliament and go to another party, you have to leave the seat. So as a party, we needed to follow the mandate, the resolutions of the Congress, and secondly, follow the law. Mm-hmm. And then on the issue of us going to an election, there's nothing being donated. As a party, we're given resolution at Congress where, one, we recall the rebels. Secondly, we are not going to go to an election without reforms.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. Please do stay on the line. And I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Jacob Mafume. Mr. Mafume, of course, is the spokesperson for MDC Renewal Team. Good evening, Mr. Mafume.
Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much. I think you heard what Honorable Tavita Kumalo has said. She said they are a mandate-driven party and they are simply following the law that says if people cross the floor, they will be recalled.
Okay.
Hello? Your take. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is an erroneous reading of the law. We cannot have a situation where it is more difficult for a village head to chase a person from a village than for a person to be chased out of Parliament. Mm-hmm. It clearly is not on. It is a wrong interpretation of the law and makes a mockery of the whole parliamentary process and the elections that people go. And it creates unnecessary and expensive by-elections where the country can't even afford to pay salaries for workers, and we have elections all the time. The law is this, that there is no right of recall in terms of our constitution. Section 129 is a floor crossing provision where the first thing that the speaker must make a finding on is that you have crossed the floor. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the decision by the speaker and what he wrote in his decision, nowhere does he say we have formed another party. Nowhere does he say we have crossed the floor. He says that we didn't go to court and we didn't challenge the decision of the Congress. But earlier on, he had made rulings that he will not interfere on who is valid. There are two centers of power and the courts must decide. And in any event, the Constitution provides for a right to be heard if a decision is going to be taken against you. One must ask you to come to a hearing, hear your side, and then make a decision on each individual member of Parliament because circumstances are different. This omnibus approach to the law is a violation of the Constitution and a violation of human rights. What is happening here is that these MPs are being made victims of conscience.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mr. Mafume. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the recalling of 21 opposition MDC renewal team members yesterday. Gibbs.
Yes, look at the number. I'm going to get this good letter. This for the number 001-202-619-2077. Yes, come on. Lumayo. Olutike kula malunga edale leparlamente angu 21 kumbe ngita machuma amabili lanye abaqotshwe edale leparlamente kuthiwa baku MDC renewal sunikuzwa ngani ukuthi kathi lithini ngakhonoko ngibuye kuwe ke honorable Khumalo nxa ukuthi sebeqotshiwe abantu laba abaqotshiweyo njalo iMDC renewal sithatha udaba lolu lusiye emthethwandaba kodwa singathi ke iMDC sokusenzakalani ama MDC wonke abantu phela babethembi MDC kakhulu
kuMDC akulanto eyenzakalayo mina okungimangalisayo ngobaba uMavume othi yena okwenzakele kukakayisikho kuyangimangaza ngokuthi amaviki amabili edlulela bebekobulawayo behlangene beyi-MDC ekababa uRoshman le-MDC kabithi bathi sebebambene sebenyandanye sebeyi-UMDC angithi kodwa thina okusokungimangalisa manje namhlanje sebehlaba mkhosi bani bona baphumela egcekeni batshela uZulu waseZimbabwe ukuthi bona sebenyandanye sebebambene sebetshiyene lathi kanti lake lakubona ngaphi ukuthi umuntu uyangena emsebenzini athi isesemsebenzini ngasalandela imigoqo yomsebenzi lowo abizela wona uselandela imigoqo yomsebenzi ngamakhelwana kambe ungahlala emsebenzini wona lowo
todzoka kwamuri vamafume vamwe vari kuti ko imi munogoramba muchiti masita adonate kwakuzanu pf madi kupinda musarudzo madefenda masitsi enyuwa
look we know there are secret meetings that were held. Cholocho was offered to Jonathan Moyo by Mwonzora and them. They also are intending to offer Grace Mugabe Harare East.
We know this
agreement.
So there's
been a relation. We want proof to that.
PF of
right
now, we saw Jonathan Moyo and Sezia Kasukuwere celebrating on the what they call the lost and found feet. That it's been an early Christmas for ZANU-PF, who are going to rig these elections. Our colleagues there, the MDCT, have said they are not participating because ZANU-PF will rig. And we have also said we will not participate because ZANU-PF will rig. We all know that the last elections were rigged. And they are going to rig these elections. But because certain people wanted jobs, and they have been underhand agreements. And you can now see the whole nation can see kuti kana inozichi chikomba kubvisa madziwa panyaya pa mwana wembana chii chinenge chichida kuitika iko zvino MDCT chikomba chakubvisa mwana akubvisiwa madziwa nechikomba and vari kugamuchira kuti no tiri kubviswa madziwa chii chaita kuti ZANU-PF ide kushanda navo iko zvino zvinobhenefita ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kana ZANU-PF chinofadza Jonathan Moyo chinofadza ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ukaona vanhu vezano vari kupembera zviva kuti maenda side and vezano vari kupembera kudarika munhu wese panapa kufara kuti tapuwa Christmas saka torega kuti varega kudoneta isusu hatakataura kudhara kuti maelections awa ari kurigwa people are rigging and we will not participate and the result will be seen
pindura yaichitinzwa
ndorambopinda ipapo ko iye vamapfume ko kupukuta madziwa eMDCT dzidzi dzako ndedzei one secondly ma-underhand dealings iwo mutemo uri clear makati imimi hamuchadi zvaizve MDC inotungirwa nababa atsvangirai kucharwadza chii panapa muri pati yamafoma endai kusarudzo munotora masitsi acho kana muchizviziva kuti michi ndimi kavavanhu vekutera
Musa uye panapa muchiti he ningazotaura ningi ningazobodo. Musapukute madziwa eMDC tozopukuta toga. Kana imi maona mavheze munogona kufoma political party endai kusarudza motora masitsi wawo. Ndona kuti ane nyaya yekuti kudoneta masitsi hapana zvatadoneta pano. Chataita ndechekuti titeedzere resolution yatakapuwa neruzhinji rweZimbabwe runotevera MDC inotungirwa nhatsvangirai. Congress yakatiudza kuti marebels ngabve muparliament because havachafambi negwara remusangaro neMDC inotungirwa nhatsvangirai. Uyewo bumbiro romutemo riri kuti riureva izvozvo. Zvama kutotaurira zvokuti hakuna kuteedzera mubumbiro romutemo zvakanyora handizvo. Ina handichazivi because kwese kwataurwa shoko iroro rebumbiro romutemo kuti munhu kana wapinda muparamendi nebato iri raunenge wapinda naro haugoni kuchinja. Saka ndiri kuti inini hapana zvokuti tadoneta masiti, hatina kudoneta. Zvataita tabvisa marebels angaramba kushanda nesu ivo vanga vapinda basa nezita redu.
Vari kufara kuda zvine zvamaita izvi ndiJonathan Moyo naSevia Katsukuwere. Vanyora nhasi mumapepa mumanewspaper ese kuti isusu tafara nekupuwa masiti kwataitwako. Vari kutotaura kuti inonzi penalty, imwe inonzi free kick, imwe inonzi throw in. Paitiwa maagreement ekuvapa masiti ndo zvatiri kutaura kuti madonator masiti kuZANU PF. Chinhu chinofadza ZANU PF hachisi chakafadza ruzinzi rweZimbabwe. Kushanda neZANU PF hakuridzirwi tenda vanhu wee. Vanhu vanototanga kushanda neZANU PF seizvozvi. Zvichaita here kuti vanhu vawane mabasa zvamaita izvi? Zvichaita here kuti kana mati munhu akaitwa saArnold Chunga, munhu akaita saSettlement Chikwinya, munhu akaita saTendai Biti, munhu akaita samai Matirenga vabude muparlamendi kuti Jonathan Moyo apinde, zvinobetsera here vasupporters eMDC? Kana kuti pane chamunenge madini mapfuwa? Speaker havana kumbotaura in his decision kuti I have made this decision because you formed the UMDC. I have read the speaker's decision, I have read the senator's decision. They do not refer to any other political party. What they say is that they have just received a letter from the MDC and there is no talk of any other political party because that would have been a wrong finding in fact and they didn't do that. But here we have our colleagues giving ZANU PF an early Christmas present.
Tinotenda vamafumi, regai timbonzwa.
Apa ndoda kuramba ipapa.
All right, honorable Kumalo, regai timbonzwa kuti vateerera kuti kudii. Regai tiende kuna vachiponda moyo kuDurban. Makadi.
Ndinofara vakasimba here mukoma?
Tiripo, nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Taurai zvenyu tinzwa.
Nyaya taati mazuva tichinzwa. Chekutanga ndachida kubvunza vamafume kuti zvavari guta kudaro iro fembo ravo ritombozii tigare taziva ndava tingazoenda tichida representation. Tiri kutya kuti tingarepresenterwe nelawyer dofo rakadaro.
Hatitukane pamhepo. Vachiponda moyo,
watumwa here?
Vachiponda moyo, tinoda kuita debate. Hatitenderane kuti tinge tichishandise mazwa akadaro.
Ndinokumbira regere ipapo.
Ndoenderera
mberi ndichiti kuna vamafume MDC
vamafume vati vakanganisa
MDC ibato rewanhu. Vanhu vacho chisu tati kana mava muchifunga kuti MDC ihotera makapinda muchida kudya, kana makadya makaguta, chisiyai zvigaro zviripo nemaforogoms atakure.
Aiwa, vachiponda moyo, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndoda kuti vamwe vanhu matofo ari kudya here
aiindimbopindira vamafume
kutongwa kakaipa kuZANU PF.
Tinotenda
mana mbichana makumaro akume mbichana nge ngitate umnumzana Innocent Komo lapa oseshombe. Baba Nkomo, ungachona njani?
Chona baba, lichona njani?
Uzichonile Nkomo, yeyi posela kho baba.
Velitelo mafume ngokuthi ungustock stensele okwanini yena ngakamu Zora and Jalakutuna, who can anyone who stops person PCT at Tongwan. Another was the Futuki, Abula Tatu, who talking Buna. But I sit on a city not to Changi. Interrupt the other as we are put to one. Well, at Nam Sanja is unclear to Tinasi Tavis in a before one of my Rala Kalu Tavis is unclear for the city similarly MTC. And a poor woman also a single pen to have a boy about calling. I want to know the chair about Nam Sanja, which you want to look at MTC. MTC, I share MTC renewal, lay MTC tier for Kalam Changrai. Abula MTC tier of Pansuana Holland. Abula MTC tier of Chairman who have Uske Pankomo. Laura Uske Pankomo, who are Chairman in Nini, Konawahu, Momo, and Labus, Konoko, Shenani, and Shenamai chose.
Yes, I was a Kulukomo, but yes, who has General Sasawa. Yes, so what Mr. Nkomo is saying is that the only spokesman that they know is Mr. Monzora. Maybe he said that's what he said. That's what he said. So he says that's Mr. Monzora. So and he says, you know, a headman cannot expel a chief. So he goes further to say the MTC that is known is the MTC that is MTCT. And these other people must actually apologize and come back home. So he says I should pose this question to Mr. Mafume, whether he's a spokesperson for MTCT or any other imaginary MTC. Mr. Mafume?
Yes, I am the spokesperson for the MTCT renewal. You see, democracy, this is what we're fighting. Why Mugabe thinks he cannot be removed is because he thinks he's the chief and we are all headmen. Now, when we are saying democracy, it applies to the nation, to Mugabe, it applies to Tsvangirai, where we say no one is immune to criticism. Parties are not about persons. We cannot go back to the system where Mugabe says ZANU-PF is mine. Now he wants to give it to his wife and his children. We cannot import that and put it in the MDC. The MDC was formed by many people. Among them, they are the people you talk about, the diabetes, and so forth and so forth. And these people formed an institution, not a personal institution which will be inherited as someone's estate and will have a registration number, DR15 of 2015, to be taken by children. It's an institution, it's a party. We formed it, we will represent it, and we will be entitled to speak about it. But what we are speaking about today has been the early Easter gift by our colleagues, Jumonzora, Sabita Kumalo, who have donated to Jonathan Moyo, Cholocho, the seat, who have donated to ZANU-PF, the members of parliament seat. Now, they would prefer to have these seats being held by ZANU-PF instead of dealing with the issues that people are facing on a day-to-day basis. But being kicked out of parliament, we are not saying it's a crisis. We are going to the parliament of the streets. We are going to join the students who are striking, the workers who are striking, and everybody who is being fired from the jobs in Zimbabwe. Everyone has been thrown into the streets. And we know our colleagues have joined ZANU-PF in throwing people to the streets. So we are going to join the parliament of the streets. It is not the end, but this is the beginning of the things that we need to do to make this country right.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you very much.
Can I come in, please?
Yes.
Okay. Right. First and foremost, we never worked with ZANU. The Mafumes worked with ZANU. I will give you a quote. What happened was, you have your time, comrade, so let me have my time. I was listening to you. So I think it's only fair.
Oliver Mandipaka is the one who chased you. You can't cut
what then happened was, BT was on record where he said, as MDC, we lost because ZANU-PF had a better manifesto. So who's working with ZANU, MDC, led by Tsvangirai, Mafume, and BT? How do you commend a manifesto of ZANU-PF when BT was one of the drafters of our manifesto when we went towards the election? That's my first thought. And the other issue is the issue of Mafume being the MDC key renewal. We do not have MDCT renewal. We have MDCT And for anybody to hold an official position in the MDC, you have to go to a Congress. Unfortunately, I attended the MDC Congress. Mafume was not there. He was not elected as the spokesperson. This person that was elected as the spokesperson of the MDCT at our Congress was Gutu as the spokesperson and the deputy myself. So there is no way he can claim. He is claiming to be the MDC. We don't know him. And where have you ever seen a political party where people are holding positions without holding congresses? After not holding congresses, they want to turn around and then change. Good, no, we are no longer MDC Renewal. No, we are no longer UMDC. No, we are still MDCT. Hell no. They declared that they are going to be UMDC. Let them carry on with their party. But as MDCT, we are a big tent. We accept anybody. We all make mistakes in life, and everybody has to be given a second chance. It's entirely up to them to decide to join the big tent or not. And the other issue where he mentioned to say the removal of these rebel MPs meant to say there won't be any jobs. What jobs did they create when they walked into parliament? None whatsoever.
Thank you.
We are all aware that ZANU-PF is not creating jobs. They offered us 2 million jobs. We are still waiting for them. So there are no jobs that they have created. So why should we bother about that? Why should he lie anyway about that? That's not true.
Yeah, ngubambomlomo ke Makumalo. Ngithatha usabhuku la lo sabhuku sibili kwanzani usefuna ukuhamba mnumzana sabhuku kunjani ezibabo.
I'm okay. I don't call you me.
Oh, ngulotawula.
Ngiyotawule.
Tawula na president.
Yeah, indoti wano deserve ku dzikwa according to our constitution.
Inoti kuti
Before we go to the next caller, Gibson, let's just read. We have some messages on WhatsApp, just quickly. The ones we can quickly read. Ben writes, a wrong move by the MDCT. The expulsions benefits no one, not even Tsvangirai himself. I think it was unnecessary. And Jerome says it's proper according to the constitution, but an advantage to the ruling party. Another writer says, Anonziye Zhakanakai says, yes, these guys were supposed to resign from the MDC Tsvangirai rather than wait to be expelled. Laxon says, that's what the law says. That's the law in action without fear or favor. Vincent says, MDCT has made a good move because those BT people are not with us at heart, and they are not with people at heart. Clifford says they deserve it because they formed a new party. Brian says the expulsion of BT and friends is a major step towards the right direction. It gives them enough time to explain their renewal thing. Kiki. Kuseko. Eke Moyo says it only serves to put the party in the correct perspective. On the other hand, donating seats to ZANU-PF, unless the party changes its stance. Maimulochwa vanoti zvakanaka renewal ngaibude muparamende. Parliament yeZimbabwe inogarwa neMDC neZANU-PF chete. Machinja ose tafara zvikuru. Matthew says it's a parliamentary democracy. Follow the constitution. We'll read some of these messages, Gibbs, on WhatsApp.
Yes, we'll ask Mr. Dunlop to stay on the line. We're going to come back to you.
And also, Honorable Kumalo and Mr. Mafume, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live and we are also on YouTube. And just go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And again, Mr. Dunlop, don't forget to hold the line. We are going to come back to you. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.